Praise be Jesus and Mary. During her life, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque received many apparitions from our Lord. And there was a priest who then would become her confessor, who was very skeptical of these apparitions, and wanting to test their authenticity, told her that the next time Jesus appears to you, ask him this one simple question: what was the last mortal sin I confessed? She agreed, and surely enough, when Jesus appeared to her, she did what she was told. Went back to her confessor, to this priest, and the priest asked, "So what did Jesus say?" "Well," she responded, "when I asked him the question, he looked at me and he said, 'I don't remember.'" In the confessional, when there is true contrition, divine mercy forgives and forgets. And he who does not deny his forgiveness to anyone who is truly repentant, in today's gospel, exhorts us not to be stingy when it comes to forgiving. True, forgiveness is a beautiful idea until you have something to forgive. That's when it becomes hard. At times it's not easy, and at times it can be very difficult, you know. The English poet was right when he wrote, "To err is human, to forgive is divine." And when our Lord gives us the symbolic number of 70 times 7, which really means forgive everyone every time, he tells us to follow his divine footsteps, to follow his example. To err is human, to forgive is divine. It has to be clear, however, that 70 times 7, this generous requirement of forgiveness, does not mean to cancel out the objective requirements of justice. St. John Paul II makes this clear in his encyclical Dives in Misericordia. Forgiveness does not mean denial of wrongdoing. On the contrary, reparation of evil, of scandal, compensation for injury, satisfaction for insult, are all conditions of forgiveness. So what does it mean to forgive and forget, as they say? Catechism of the Catholic Church says, it is not in our power not to feel or to forget an offense, but the heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit turns injury into compassion and purifies the memory in transforming the hurt into intercession. To forgive turns injury into compassion, and to forget purifies the memory. Forgiveness, therefore, is not a denial of wrongdoing. It is a participation in the healing and transforming love of God, rooted in our deep awareness of our being washed in the blood of Christ and in the tears of our Mother. To forgive and to forget, or rather, forgive or not to forgive. If that is the question, then we have to look at Christ crucified and Mary at the foot of the cross. And there we will have the answer. Praise be Jesus and Mary.